Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That's Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel yesterday before OTA practice down in Foxborough. Talking about Kayshon Booty, saying he's getting in better shape than he was earlier in the spring, and hopefully he can string plays together.
Why is he getting in better shape than the spring?
Because he wasn't in good shape.
So he knows he's paid money to be a football player, right?
Yeah. I would add him to the whole pile of receivers you have that you wonder, does he get it?
What
does
a mess.
He get it? Does he get it? And we add Diggs to that. Right?
Dude,
the only guy I got nothing to say right now, you might be right again. I'm so sick of Ted Johnson victory laps. He doesn't even know what I'm going to say. Do you even know what I'm going to say?
No, but it's...
You're just doing some weird Ted Johnson victory lap dance in your chair.
He's just intelligent, man. You got to accept it.
It was the king. It's right. He is a surprisingly intelligent man.
That's right.
He was doing
Ted
the king
Johnson,
by Steve.
I had no idea how Thank intelligent
you.
He
Thank
was.
Thank you, Jill.
But Mac Hollins right now feels like the surest of sure bets just because he's going to be the hard worker. He's got the relationship with Josh McDaniels from Vegas days. Everybody else... There's questions about him.
So while Tommy Kern was on the phone with us, I was going down the list of wide receivers. I have three that I think are definitely going to make the team. Three.
Okay.
Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, and Mac Hollins.
Yeah. I think that's...
There's your... And do you guys even feel like rock solid about those three?
I mean, Pop Douglas is a guy that I think would have to really be bad to not make the team. Like, really bad. Maybe have a boat incident himself or something. Like,
he's a smart kid. I don't think he's going to have a pink sand boat.
More likely, Ted Johnson, on the impromptu version of this game, I know you love this game. More likely, Pop Douglas is cut or catches 110 passes.
It's the latter.
Thank you. I could take the little weird Ted Johnson victory lap dance.
It's the latter. I mean, I keep kind of hearing that guys that cover the team talking about really highlighting him in the offense.
Yeah,
which is a little surprising to me. I'm not as sold on Pop Douglas as others, but look, it feels as if Josh is kind of high on the kid. So that's good. They need to get that slot game going. That would be big, but. It does worry me. Kayshon Booty, who was third on the team in receptions last year, who had the highest yards per catch on the, he was the deep ball threat, and that is the one thing that Drake May I think throws consistently with accuracy is that deep ball down the right side. and he comes in out of shape. I'm just amazed at how guys, how they approach their job sometimes. Like, it just is amazing to me that you would come in out of shape and even want to get off on the wrong foot with a new coaching staff. That does concern me. So look, they're pushed. So it's a new guy, and they're going to challenge him. And how does Mike respond? Hard coaching for Jabon Baker the other day. Hard coaching on Kayshon Booty, basically calling him out.
Yep,
I like that. There's a tone. You know, the way he kind of criticized Kayshon Booty was he didn't demean the guy, but he also kind of nicely put him on blast.
Right,
and that's, to me, that's really smart. Hopefully, they get the message, because that position group is off to a very bad start this year.
Bummer. What a bummer.
This year, not just this year. This, I feel like we're back to Groundhog Day. So we're talking about the wide receiver room and the problems, the questions. Who can you count on? Can you count on anybody? And the other thing I read about, and this is a little weird, it's a little less clear in terms of putting any weight in it, stock in it, but the offensive line hasn't looked great. And it's like Drake May, we know, is super important, but the two parts of the team that most directly relate to him being able to do his job, showcase his talent, are back in our crosshairs. It feels like 3 years in a row we've talked about wide receiver and offensive line and how that's going to, you know, make or break this
team.
The
good thing is, though, after all of our years of, you know, whining and kvetching about the offensive line, at least it seems they have made a concerted effort to address it. Veteran Morgan Moses, drafting Will Campbell, bringing in Garrett, what's his face, from Bradbury from Minnesota.
The worst center in the NFL?
In terms of pass blocking. Just that. He's actually graded 14th in run blocking.
Oh, he's middle of the road in the run and awful in the pass.
He is transitional human flesh, if you will, at this point now, until Jared Wilson takes over. Yeah, but at least they're addressing it. The wide receiver room is fascinating, stymieing, infuriating, in that already now we've got issues with the people highlighting the dropsies. We probably should get over that as well. Guys being out of shape, no legitimate.
Wait, why are we getting
Steph
over
Diggs.
The drops?
I don't know. It's just one little thing in practice.
What are you,
it's
Pete Schrager? Things, we'll man. Just dismiss the drops.
All right, so they had a drop. We don't know if they made drops.
Hey, Stephon Diggs, no big deal. One off. There's this
it's just
is the
pink
problem.
Cocaine.
There has to be some
it's just
sense
one
urgency.
Bag.
It's just well, there has like to be a sense two. Of urgency, and I think they're feeling it, you know, and there needs to be a change in attitude.
And the four interceptions, whatever. We can dismiss all that.
Go ahead, Peter. We're not going to. Not here. Nuh-uh. And Vrabel won't dismiss it either.
So, but that's what makes the Kayshon Booty case the most confounding to me, because not only do you have a new offensive coordinator, but you also have a new head coach, and you were mentioned in offseason trade rumors, even though you had a pretty good season and established perhaps the best connection with quarterback Drake May. And you're lucky that you're playing, because you were known as the parlay king at LSU. And here you are showing up out of shape and being weird all over again. Like, you're right, Hart. This guy doesn't get it.
And we talked about the Diggs situation earlier, and I can get him maybe being not as motivated. He's made his money. He's on another team, whatever. Kayshon Booty, your career is on the line here. Here and everywhere, maybe. Not just in New England, but maybe your entire NFL career. He had every reason to come into camp, best shape of his life. You know, one of those cliches. I used to write those stories, Patriots.com. So-and-so's in the best shape of his life, looking to win a roster spot.
Part of the problem, Hart.
Now they can't write those because the guys that are supposed to be in the best shape are not in the best shape. They're dropping passes, and the coach is like, yeah, he's getting in shape. You're not supposed to get in shape. Aren't you supposed to be in shape when you arrive?
That's who you're supposed to.
This isn't the old days. I know Gino Capoletti used to say, training camp started at UMass, we would get
you
in
never,
shape.
You know what? You never get out of a shape. You're a professional athlete. You know the fable, the toad and the scorpion? You know that fable? You know?
No, but you're going to tell me.
Of course. Well, basically, the scorpion comes by, and he's got to cross the river, but he needs a ride over, so he asks the toad for a ride. The toad says, I'll give you a scorpion, a ride across the river, and as long as you don't kill me. No, I won't kill you. You know, So he gives him a ride under the stop, and he gets to the other side. Beep.
Yep.
Stabs him. Kills him. Why'd you do that? It's just my nature. The point is, Kayshon Booty is a 6th-round draft pick who was supposed to be in the 2nd or 3rd round, but because of issues at LSU, he dropped to the 6th. It's his nature. It's not, if you really look at his history, it's not all that surprising that he would show up out of shape.
Absolutely. And at a school, LSU, that produces elite NFL wide receivers. That is like an NFL wide receiver factory.
Ohio State and LSU are the two wide receivers.
He was in that pipeline. What do you have, 300 and something yards as a freshman in a game? And like he was supposed to be in that group. And I think you're probably right. Like the Scorpion, there are certain aspects of his makeup, mentality, work ethic have hindered him. What's more concerning right now? So the early reports, if we were to rank the early reports of concern, it's funny, they're all on offense. It's Drake May, not very good, either throwing interceptions or balls that no one can catch because they're not near anybody.
It's
wide receivers dropping balls, wide receivers maybe doing stuff on boats they shouldn't be doing,
O-line.
Or the offensive line getting smoked by the D-line.
I think it's Drake May. At the end of the day,
yeah.
I mean, it sounds, you know, like he'll figure it out. But I mean, as far as order is importance, he's 1, 2, and 3. That's the guy.
Also,
so that's more concerning to me.
Also, for me, Fitzy, my expectations are higher and my faith is more reasoned, I guess. Like if Stephon Diggs doesn't work, you might be surprised because you wanted it to work. But there are reasons in his history that would say it wasn't going to work. The injury, questionable relationships with quarterbacks, whatever.
I'd start with the injury and his age.
But Drake May was the third pick in the draft who Ted's friend, Benjamin Solak, whatever the hell his name is, says is every bit as good as Jaden Daniels and we should be as excited. Are there any reports out of Washington about Jaden Daniels throwing 4 picks and 8 passes? Dan Ball,
tons.
Can you Google that on the Commander's notes out of practice?
We'll work on that.
Jaden Daniels' regression is trending right now on X.
Are there reports of him not being able to hit the broadside of a barn when he throws passes, like Tom Curran's reporting? Paraphrasing.
Andy,
don't get mad, Tom.
What about the screen passes to Travion Henderson and the bombs to Pop Douglas and Kyle Williams?
Excuse me. I believe in the first practice he threw interceptions on swing passes to running backs. Something that I don't know that I've ever seen, and unfortunately we weren't there to see it. Ted and I were both talking how does that work?
Yeah, 2 interceptions of Travion Henderson, that's interesting. That's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, that's really hard to do. So the expect, yes, Dan Ball.
Reporting live from Commander's OTAs, apparently Jaden Daniels has been taking the next step, but he also showed up, quote, a little bit thicker. So do with that what you will.
No, that's a good thing, because the one knock on Jaden Daniels was he's too skinny, that he's going to get hurt. He takes hits and he's going to get hurt. Now, it never
fair, he's going into his second year in the Cliff Kingsbury offense, so he is not learning a new system like Drake May is.
Seemed to do pretty good adapting to what is supposed to be a passer-friendly system last year.
He did.
With inferior talent, or so I was told.
No, I would not say that.
I mean, he had Terry McLaurin, and
Zach Ertz.
Yes, okay, Zach Ertz.
Brian Robinson.
And better offensive line than
the
Patriots
had. The ghost of Austin Ekeler.
Yeah. Okay, everything he had was either significantly better or marginally better. But that leads me back to, I am very much, so you and I had our famous argument, went viral everywhere, about expectations, overrated Patriots, the whole thing. Oh, it did. It was big. Germany, you should have seen how many languages it was translated into. It was like the Super Bowl and the Olympics all wrapped up into one. But part of that was questions in my head about various. I'm fine actually with the offensive line, because you know me, I have faith in Will Campbell. I think the pads will go on. I think we'll read less about.
You're going to sign him one of these days?
I think Keon White's a little bit of a try-hard gym hero also, by the way. I think he's the type of guy that will take advantage of, it's 3rd and 10 in OTAs and I'm just going to go. When I don't know, when it's actually 3rd and 6 and I don't know what's coming, could they run at me? Could they screen me? Could they... Right? I mean, is that fair, Ted?
Probably fair. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Try hard gym.
I just like how you're making excuses for Will Campbell already, though.
Stiz, save
that. It's on brand.
Keon White, try hard gym hero.
But I am two OTAs in. I'm a little bit worried about the whole receiving situation. So our buddy we'll talk to, I think, tomorrow, Mike Giardi.
Yep.
He said, you know who has looked the best in the passing game? Not a surprise. Hunter Henry. If you go another year where Hunter Henry is your best target, your best receiver, you're behind. That's not good. You can't. That can't be the case.
Led the team in receptions last year,
And I know Kyle Williams and... what's the kid's name? Easton Chisholm?
Efton Chisholm. Excuse me. Future Patriots. Say it the right way. Future Patriots Hall of Famer and Eastern Washington legend, Efton Chisholm.
Efton Chisholm. Easton Chisholm. Whatever Chisholm he is.
Easton Bound and Chisholm.
He's not the guy buying the Celtics. If we're counting on Kyle Williams and Easton Chisholm to be like high-impact receivers.
Efton
Chisholm. That's going to be a problem. Like those guys should be gravy. Those guys, and I know Matt Collins, I'm starting to lean more and more like they're going to have to lean on Matt Collins, especially if Pop Douglas isn't as good as I think he is.
Oh my God,
just lean on him in the red zone. That's all. Five catches, five touchdowns off of 31 receptions.
How we get into the red zone?
You know what? That's where we get Travion. Boom, baby. Hand it off to Travion.
Run, pass, touchdown.
Now, Mac Hollins did thrive in the Josh McDaniels offense. Was it 23 or 22? 22,
yes.
When he had like 57 for like six touchdowns. Yeah. So, but like, if the phrase lean on and Mac Hollins, those two are in the same sentence, as opposed to lean on Mac Hollins for funny videos of him walking in without shoes on,
stupid shoes.
This offense is... the word I would have just said that rhymed with trucked.
And the one name we haven't talked about, and I don't even know that I've read a lot about.
Kendrick Bourne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kendrick Bourne.
What are we doing there? That's another guy I would say.
I don't think he's going to be on the team.
There's an opportunity here. I know everybody falls in love with Diggs, but Kendrick Bourne is the guy who's now a year removed from the ACL. Like, he's the guy who should be ready to catapult back to what he was pre-injury. And he was pretty good in his first season here under who?
Oh, Josh McDaniels.
Right? Like, isn't there a chance that they rekindle? Everybody's on the Matt Collins was good. Well, Kendrick Bourne, I remember people were calling him like a poor man's Deebo Samuel. Yep. He can make plays.
Yep. He wanted to be in 2022, but then Jordan didn't like him.
That's a good point. Jordan may have screwed it up.
The one thing that was knocking against him was he wasn't lining up right. He wasn't the plays. And that's, I just worry about the system being too much for him. I think that was... part of the knock on him earlier.
Are we making too much of this 2 weeks into passing camps?
This is
issues?
What we do. No.
No, I know it's what we do, but Ted Johnson, the football player.
You know what? If I was a coach of this team, this stuff would worry me. It's little things, but little things add up to being big things.
And little things, you're behind, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're utilizing days, but you're kind of wasting them. You're not putting – because if you put a good day out there, then you build on that one the next day, right? If you put a crappy day on there, you got to go and kind of – clean up the crappy day, so now you haven't advanced as much as you would have. So there's a finite number of these in the NFL.
I'm used to playing on teams at the end of my career where it was just such a fine-tuned machine in the off-season, in-season. Yeah. It was, guys didn't show up out of shape. So you think of a professional organization, you don't have a lot of the stuff that we're talking about that's happening to this team happening.
Dan Ball.
To me, if you're a 7-win team, this is just part of the process. But if you're supposed to be a 9, possibly 10-win team, this is not what I want
to
hear.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm not feeling good about my 10-win prediction.
Dan's, it's a good point. I hear what happens with Steph Diggs. It wants me to lower my win total. I'm serious.
Come on over, Ted.
Well, yeah.
Come on over to the side of reason, my friend. There's plenty of room on the bench.
I made my prediction based on the information I had at that point. Now I have more information, and now I'm allowed to change my number.
Beep.
This is the kind of stuff that adds to and contributes to winning and losing. Is what you're doing in March and April has a profound effect on what you do in September.
And this could be the first month they lose, because I heard they won March and they won April, and now in May
they are losing May.
They're not doing a great job.
They're losing May.
You're right. For a team that I believe we had it was the most bet over at 8.5. The number was set at 8.5. They were the most bet over. Does this feel like May momentum for the most bet over in football? It doesn't.
No. It feels like you'll hear momentum for the most bet under when the end of June comes around.
Wow, Vegas is making their money back. That's why. Vegas always, the house always wins. And they also got...
If you remember when I was yelling at Ted and he was yelling back at me, that was part of my argument is that they knew... the Patriots were so overhyped. They were trying to get people to spend some money the other way.
Bloated.
So
you're the smart one. You're right.
I can't take victory laps around here. You gotta.
Wait till the end of the season. We'll see who was right.
Nah, anybody can do that.
It's not true till a caller says he's intelligent, Ted.
Okay. There you go.
let's squeeze in a phone call, 617-779-7937. Our buddy, I told you guys at some point.
Golly.
The all-nighter mixed with our friends at Lucky Energy would take me a little bit off the rails. There it was right there. Coach in New Hampshire, what are your thoughts on the Patriots, Coach?
Great show as always. Three quick nuggets. You're a little hard on my boy, Kayshon Booty. He was one of the receivers that made plays last year. Secondly, don't even worry about Bradbury at center, because I believe the diamond in the rough is the center from Georgia. Lastly, I love that Ted said, well, if I was the coach... Here's my segue. If that was cocaine on that boat, okay. But then here's the thing. If he was using it, Look, Mike Vrabel has taken over a team that's won 8 games in 2 years. If he was already established 5-6 years in, you know, that might be a different way to handle the situation.
Coach, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Coach,
yeah, we use similar words when I'm coaching. It's just not on the air.
So, this is me being the devil's advocate. Didn't Jabril Peppers have a cocaine charge?
Yes.
And wasn't it in the police report that he allegedly acknowledged it?
He said it's my cocaine. It's done. It's why it's expunged. Like, the NFL has done nothing with it.
Okay, so
it's all the videos, pictures are always more powerful.
You're right.
It's always more powerful when you see it and you can see it. That's just the way it is. It just makes a difference.
That's fair.
It's just not what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Right now.
It doesn't
now
you feel
think about
great
it, if you think about it.
Because it is something that's like, okay, you know, you don't really want to cut them over this, but you also you want to handle it in a way that is going to profoundly impact the whole team and set a tone. If you ignore it, don't talk about it, then it allows other guys to maybe do similar type stuff.
So, cocaine is a major talking point. The quarterback couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. The receivers are fat, out of shape, and can't catch. And the number 4 overall pick left tackle can't block anyone. Other than that, how was the
bad
play, Mrs. Lincoln?
I think things are going great.
Bad month,
yes,
man.
It is.
I was just thinking, like, how much lesser of a story or could have put the story out if he just showed up to OTAs yesterday and bawled out? You know what I mean?
Oh, 100% changes.
Exactly.
I told you, the worst part for me is, in conjunction with the video, he's not at OTAs. Like, that's a double-dip bad sign, message, impact, the whole thing. And, well, the other issue is, I don't know if he's ready to ball out.
Recovering from an ACL.
I know, but he's got all these great videos all over IG. Another dump today. Did you guys see him? There were 3 or 4 new videos. Oh, wow, he can run through cones, and he can look great.
Okay, how about minicamp coming up in 2 weeks?
Will he be out there?
If he's there, what if he shows up and absolutely just rips it up then? Will we all just move away from him?
He won't be full participant.
Yeah, I don't think he will. Way. I don't think he's going to be a full participant in the beginning of camp. Your best case scenario for him is the back end of training.
Yeah, you're not going to see him balling out in practice.
You're going to see red jerseys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
From Stephon Diggs for quite a bit of time. 617-779-7937. If you call, please clean it up. It's only Thursday. We don't get potty mouth till later in the week. Up next, we're going to talk about Ted's favorite basketball team. No, it's not the Celtics. Yeah, I've noted that, too. At this time of year, it's not the Celtics because, well, they don't play games. It is the Thunder, and the Thunder are going to the finals. I think they should print the banner now. But a little Thunder talk in Boston from Ted Johnson up next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.